This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Good morning, Jen and Tim Show, Cleveland Star 102, Cleveland's official Christmas station. Jen Tuohy, Tim Richards. Jen Tuohy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
We are at 6:07. It is Monday morning. And certainly, to add on top of all of the snow that we got east side, we're going to add rain on top of that. At least some of it is melting. I did see a blade of grass on the way in. So that is positive in Lake County.
Congratulations.
Widespread showers for the first half of the day. That gradually dries up by this afternoon. I also thought about this. For those people that love fall and they push back against my summer is better than fall, it is still fall.
It is still fall.
We are not in winter. So when you vote on our online poll and say,
oh, fall's beautiful. Yeah. It's the leaves, the changing color.
It is still fall. This stinks.
My 10-year-old could not believe that yesterday. And he actually asked, like, had to go on Google to see, like, just for time. Like, I'm telling you, winter doesn't start until, like, it's like the 21st or 22nd.
We're not even there yet. Almost 2 weeks away.
I know.
It's like just before Christmas or something. So we certainly hope your weekend was a good one. Lots of things happening on the Jen and Tim Show. Obviously, talk it out. What did we miss on TikTok over the weekend? Stevie will have that for us coming up. And of course, we want to begin in a festive way. Only one way to do that. It is Christmas Carol in an Envelope.
It's a song. It's a Christmas song. You just have to guess what song it is.
I know. You missed it on Friday.
Did you?
Oh, I know you did.
Did you?
It's back. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Good Monday morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Go Browns.
You can't.
Yeah.
No. Aw.
That was.
I feel like.
I got like a little.
Yeah. Let's just move on.
We should move on.
All right. Christmas Carol in an Envelope. You have a guess?
I do. Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson.
I love that song. That's not it. It should be, though.
By the way, I heard that playing, obviously, at this radio station over the weekend. I thought to myself again, that is a fantastic song.
So
she
good.
Is fantastic. Is it O Holy Night she also sings,
yes.
Which is basically a cappella, at least the
beautiful.
First half, or if not more. She's just amazing. Like, her voice is meant for the Christmas season.
I just got a new car this weekend, and that song was playing when I walked in.
Oh. And you know it's meant to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Well, congratulations on your new car. Do you love it?
I do.
Good. That's great. That's a good early Christmas gift
or
something.
Yes, it is.
You know, that's great.
It is.
Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. I have one question for you. So I'm on TikTok yesterday, and I start to get into, and I don't know if anybody else has this, I have some gifts purchased. But I start feeling the Christmas anxiety and I start to think that I'm good to go until I really think about it. And there are, I'm not good to go.
I'm also in a Christmas panic, and I do an annual assessment where I have to lay everything out. Like, I can't, even though I have lists, and you know, I have lists, I love lists, checked off lists. I need to visually see everything laid out to see like what's going on for each person. Each child, is it balanced? What's going on with the, you know, because there's levels of gifts too. Like the, you know, whether you do stocking stuffers or what you still need to remind Santa to bring or what, you know, stuff like that.
Okay, so that is insanity. So
is
the
it?
Oh, yeah.
To lay it out and look at it?
That is a lot.
I need a visual because this presentation is a big deal.
The reason I mentioned that,
okay,
that is a lot. You lay it all over. That is lists and I think it's a lot.
What do you do? You just can do it all in your head?
No, my wife does it, so she probably has a list and lays everything out.
exactly right.
Are you kidding me? Think we do all that?
So she's insanity too.
Probably. So the reason I mention this is because is the TikTok shop all Shein items or is there validity? Have you shopped? Because I am a newer, not to TikTok. I've been on TikTok forever, but as far as the shops go, so I'm clicking on there because I have Christmas anxiety and they show me like for instance,
but
they show me
this
blanket that looks like tremendous and it would be perfect blanket because for that person that's freezing cold in the house all the time. Right. And then you read all the reviews and it looks great and it's big and it's fluffy and it's whatever. And the reviews stink, and they talk about how thin it is, and I think that all this stuff is team or machine.
I think it's item dependent. I've definitely ordered off of there before. And now, oh my gosh, and now I get a million videos for those African net sponges. Have you seen those?
I've seen those. Yeah, because I'm on those.
Okay. I want one of those.
But I'm going to ask Stevie.
Then it's like $5, but then the shipping is 10, and it's a whole thing. And
it is. Yeah, stop with the deal. Just give me this.
Just the shipping, I can't.
Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. It is the Jen and Tim Show. His producer Stevie joins the studio for Talk It Out. She sees things on TikTok that we may miss. We don't want to miss them. So she helps us out every weekday right around this time. What did you see over the weekend there, Stevie?
So it's that time of the year where we're seeing all those recaps of, you know, what we've been listening to, what we're watching. And TikTok did their like year in review and they released their U.S. Artist of the Year. So we're going to talk about that as well as some of the massive cultural impacts and viral trends. And then the artist who won Artist of the Year also has a special on Netflix that's going viral on TikTok as well.
You watch it yet?
Yes.
I watched part of it. It's a great... Don't watch it and you watch the very beginning, like just the trailer for it, and we'll get to this, we're not going to spoil it. I was like, I got to get in on this.
Yeah, I was wondering how it was going to like turn out, and I liked it. It was really good.
Good. Okay. All right. So we'll continue on. All right. So in case you missed it, and this is Talk It Out next in Star 102. Let's get to Talk It Out on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station.
So I'm sure you've all seen the year in reviews that all these apps are releasing, letting us know what we're watching, what we're listening to. And TikTok decided to do a year in review, and they highlighted some moments like Charlie XCX's Brat Summer and the widespread influence of creators like Jules LeBron, whose phrase, very demure, very mindful, became a sensation.
Love it.
That was everywhere for like a month. And then our 2024 U.S. Artist of the Year is TikTok. On TikTok is Sabrina Carpenter, with her music inspiring over 15 million videos on the platform. If you're on TikTok, you can't escape any of her songs. And speaking of Sabrina Carpenter, she's also going viral for her holiday Netflix special that premiered on Friday. You saw it, Tim?
I saw the trailer, and then I watched, you know me, I watched about the first 25 minutes of it. And the trailer was funny. It was good. Like, and I'm not spoiling anything, because if you just watch the trailer, like, has anybody ever done like a funny sing along, whatever? Of course they have. And it was like, I don't know. And
it was really funny. The intro.
Yeah, it was very well done.
She
looks fantastic. She's super talented. Like, you know, obviously it's the year of Taylor Swift, but like Sabrina Carpenter's up there, right?
She's up next.
I mean, she really is. It's a phenomenal year. So I thought the trailer was good, and what I've seen so far was good. You liked it?
Yes, I really liked it. I thought she did a great job. It's entitled A Nonsense Christmas with Sabrina Carpenter. So she performed with Chappell Roan, Tyla, and Shania Twain. Plus she had a bunch of other celebrity guest stars. Some were Clara Delevingne and Abbott Elementary's Quinta Brunson. So here is a clip of Sabrina and Chappell Roan. They were singing Last Christmas by Wham.
So unlike you guys, I have not watched the special, but I have seen the clip of Chappell Roan and Sabrina Carpenter everywhere online. And that's kind of what alerted me to the fact that the special was out there, you know, that it had come out this weekend. And they sound amazing.
Some people didn't like it, though. They thought they didn't sound good together.
Really?
They're very different voices.
I had a different takeaway. I was like, I know Chappell Roan can sing. I know Sabrina Carpenter can sing. Like, I know that they can, but I didn't know how vocally strong they were, because every clip I feel like you see on TikTok is something different, or the dances or something else. And I thought to myself, I just thought they sounded good.
Everyone thought they sounded good, but it wasn't good together, like, because they're very, very different
voices. They are. Well, that's fair.
But I liked it. I thought it was really good, and that's what you get with a mashup like that.
I have a TikTok question. And yes. I need an answer.
All right.
That's next on Star 102.
Boy.
Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Just did Talk It Out a minute ago. TikTok shops. Is it all Shein and Temu? Is it good? I've been scrolling because I start getting Christmas anxiety on buying some gifts or some filler gifts and everything else. And it looks good in the presentation. Then when I look at the reviews, they all stink.
It reminds me of Amazon, where it depends on who the seller is.
It does.
So like,
okay.
It's all different sellers. So you could get a seller that has the Shein stuff. That's okay. Very possible, especially like the clothes. You never know what you're going to get. Though that's what kind of I get sus with the clothes, because
yes.
I feel like it's not going to be. They are very cheap. So, I mean,
I've done a handful of orders on TikTok shop. I haven't done one in a while, but okay. I do remember, I think it was around Easter, I did some of their freeze-dried candy, because there's
yes.
some shops that are on there.
Oh, I've never heard of that. Is that new? What is a freeze-dried candy? Is that,
I've never heard of the Skittles. And I don't even like Skittles.
Have you tried
those
the
are
Gushers?
Delicious.
Like the sour, the ones that went viral, the sour-coated Gushers that the
no.
one girl made? I tried those. Fantastic. Way better.
Really?
I don't like freeze-dried candy that much.
Really?
Like,
by the way,
I don't
know
have the regular.
Yeah, yeah, no. That's good.
But I think like the specialty shops, maybe some people that are like, oh, and I bought nail oil on there for like cuticle oil. I thought that was good.
You just
but
have to look at who sells it,
yeah.
if
right.
they're legit, and read the reviews, because
okay.
the reviews will tell you everything.
And I really need to know if someone has that, speaking of those, an African nut sponge, because I need, this is not at all for Christmas shopping. This is just for Jen.
Okay.
me. I need to know
you
if those
help.
Are good.
What are you trying to buy?
Yeah.
I can't talk about that. I can't talk about it.
I need to know.
It was for my wife.
You,
I mean, it's fun.
If
yeah.
you should buy it.
I'll
or
tell
not.
You off there. And if you have, I'm legitimately curious, because I feel like the few things that I have looked at, I've made no purchases. You've made a few, and I knew that you would know, Stevie. It looks like sucks.
Somebody listening had to have bought something and have like a terrible review
yeah.
to let you
yeah.
know.
TikTok
you know
shopping
I mean?
Specifically. And
right.
I understand it takes you right. to different shops, but that's what I'm asking about. 216-343-1021, or you can help Jen with her. What is it?
African net sponge.
Okay,
is it really as good as they say?
All right, that's next on Star 102. We're doing some TikTok shopping, apparently, on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. I've made no purchases, but everything catches my eye. Then when I look at the reviews, they're all horrible. You wanted to get in on this?
No, TikTok has a lot of good things. But Shein with their clothing
yeah.
is not the correct size.
I found that out.
Oh, yeah.
I remember
the video?
Those shorts.
Remember
yeah.
those?
Mm-hmm.
They were very tight in the waist, but...
They hugged those thighs.
They did.
I had a saggy butt. What else was wrong
yeah,
with those?
Yeah, I was going to say the crotch was low.
Can't.
Like, I feel like
can
the waist was, like, right, but everything else just did not... It was not made for a human body.
It was
I don't know
correct.
Who made it.
And we're going to get to the three things. It was like it was your first... attempt in high school or maybe younger
yes.
at a sewing class of
correct.
Some sort. And here's your shorts and you try them on because you're so proud that your seventh grader made these shorts
uh-huh.
and you put them on and the waist fit and the rest did not.
Like it's almost there.
Yeah.
Like it was good for a seventh grader, but not.
Yeah. Like kind of close
for a professional purchase. Probably not.
Correct.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
It's 46 degrees in Eastlake, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. It was another loss for the Cleveland Browns.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Final score of the game against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh.
It was 14-27. They're now 3-10 for the season. Up next, it's the Kansas City Chiefs coming to town for a 1:00 game on Sunday. I'm sorry. Okay. Chipotle, this is not great either. Raise menu prices across the country.
God. I mean, do you review your stories prior
I'm
to bringing
sorry.
Them in the air? And it's Monday, it's rainy already. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring sucky stories to start.
I'm sorry.
Please give us one thing that was good over the weekend for you because Jen is refusing to give us good stories.
All I'm saying though, a lot of people go to Chipotle.
216-343-1021.
And then they get mad. And then, you know, like my husband gets mad if he gets under-chickened at Chipotle. It's like a whole thing. And then, you know, you got to pay extra for the guacamole. And now the prices of the burritos are going up. This is they say the first time in over a year. It's a price increase of approximately 2% to offset inflation. And if you went to the movies this weekend and saw Moana 2, you
oh,
saw...
Oh, great. Okay, no, this is a good one.
This
I was
is
just
a good one.
Reactionary.
Yeah, I know. You thought it was going to be another terrible story. Moana 2, number one, brought in $52 million. Wicked holding strong at number two, $35 million. And Gladiator 2 at number three.
So just looking on the Jen and Tim show, strictly just on the Facebook page, we have had, I'm on there now, 670 comments, which are basically 670 votes just there alone concerning our matching PJ Christmas card and which which PJs we should use.
Yeah, so we have the PJs chosen. They lovely choice, as the Jen and Tim Show listeners often do. And now we're ready to make our card. And this is what we do. We go through a process every year. And when I say we, I mean Stevie and I. I mean, you are really kind of hands-off with the design, don't you think, Tim?
So there's some things that you learn over the years. There's something that you learn and like you grow as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And I have definitely learned over time to stay out of Jen's way concerning design, picture choosing, basically anything to do with the Christmas card. You have also said that it is for our listeners, and I appreciate that. Whether you're listening now for Christmas music, whether you listen to the Jen and Tim Show or Star 102 all year long, and it's your favorite local station ever, great. All that's fantastic. Thank you so much. This is kind of our year end. We're heading into Christmas. We're playing our Christmas music. Thank you for listening to the show and listening to the radio station. So that's great. So yes, I am.
You do take it to the next level though, by not even wanting to look at the picture to even
say
yes or no to, which.
That's fair, Stevie. He does. Yeah.
But I do appreciate the token ask of how does this look once the card is created.
We do want your input.
Like if there's anything that I could possibly say to change any portion of it.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
I would take it into consideration.
Thank you, Stevie. Yeah.
You would take it into consideration as much as cartoon character in Tennessee.
Like, Stevie is so good at nailing your personality. That is so 1,000% true. You take it next level. You say you're staying hands off, but you get so dramatic. You literally will like close your eyes when I show you my screen.
Literally.
Like you literally.
Because it doesn't matter. My input, 0% matters on this card. They always turned out tremendous. I trust you guys. I don't know why. I know my face is going to be stupid in the card. It's an entire
thing.
It always is.
So, but that's because you make it that way.
So the PJs
photos.
Have been chosen?
So the PJs have been chosen. The PJs are number one. We're the number one PJs. And now we're on to the designing of the card. And Stevie, you think we will be able to have it finished today?
Well, maybe. Not today.
Not today.
Why?
We had some issues.
Oh, God.
I was in the editing process last night.
Okay.
And so, I thought I need to bring this up to Jen tomorrow. Not to Tim, because he won't look at it.
Right.
To Jen to ask. For some help.
So
we have issues.
We have issues.
Oh, this is great.
This is neat.
Okay. So.
Not today.
Not today.
Doesn't sound like it. That response didn't sound like it would be this month.
Makes me nervous.
January. Merry Christmas.
The issues are next.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, what are the issues on the Christmas card? Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station.
Well, the pictures are blurry.
No.
They're not clean, crisp, good quality.
Well, like what happened? How are they blurry?
Well, we tried a new method this year. It's more elaborate. The plan.
Which is just what I wanted to have.
Yes.
It's a more,
it was
elaborate.
More elaborate.
I usually dangle from the sales side, get kicked out of the Halley building, and now we decided, you know what, we're going to do a more elaborate grasp.
Still
of
with
the card.
Dangling. But still the dangling. Dangling did not, that's the issue. The issue is with the dangling. It's not crisp, clean,
yeah.
A little blurry. Because we tried, well, there's three of us, and we're all three in the picture.
Okay.
So we did it in video form.
Because we didn't take a photographer with us.
Correct. And we didn't have a little fancy timer thing. We just had our iPhones. So
we are the worst.
We really are.
It usually works, but in this situation of the picture with the distance and everything involved.
Are you being serious? There is this. I did not know about this issue.
You move a lot.
Yes. So trying to do the actual screenshotting of the video, you have to get everybody's face.
Everybody has to be still at the same time.
I don't, to be perfectly honest, and I know I was there. I know all this is true. And we took a video, and obviously we're just trying to. I don't remember us even stopping to pose.
That's the.
I'm dead serious. When I'm thinking about it, I think it was just video of just Jen, like, I'll do that. And just she, and this is Jen.
Listen.
Jen's favorite thing I will get to next. I don't know where this came from.
I know.
And it was the most bizarre event that has ever happened,
listen.
I think. So, but I don't remember ever a 3-2-1, here we go, hold it.
Yeah.
There were hold it during the hanging.
Okay.
But you were struggling because.
Yeah, my upper body strength and my weight. You have bad proportions this time of year.
I think there's a silver lining to this, though, as well.
Okay. Silver lining and Jen's new thing.
It's not my new thing.
It was.
I was trying.
Stevie's here.
No.
It'll be 2-1. It was 100% your thing.
I was trying to
Jen's
get
new
pose.
Thing and a silver
no,
line.
It's
no,
not
no, no,
my new
there
thing.
Is, it is Jen's
it's
new thing.
It's not my new thing.
It is.
No.
It is 100%.
I hate you.
Well,
not,
that's the basis
not.
Of the show. Point, 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 point. That's your new thing. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station.
Was it point?
And point, 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 point. Yes. Every 5 seconds. And point, and point, and point, and point, and point.
Point.
The video is rolling so we can get a good picture
up.
Of the Christmas card. And it's point, and point. Point.
No,
point,
it was
point,
not that
point,
much.
Point, 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 point. Every single time. That was the new thing on
First
the cards.
Of all,
and it probably wouldn't even make the cards. So that
any,
was your new thing.
Any pose or thing I said to do, like, oh, put your hand up or point or high five, not high five, thumbs up or something like that. Because I was thinking, like, let's just get options. I like options. You laughed and did. And
it was
when
like
when you pointed or put your thumbs up, you did it in jest so that your face is so ridiculous when you're doing that.
I'm just trying to be playful. And in your suggestions, I think it was just like you Googled a list of bad, simple, and simplistic emojis and just decided to try to apply them for the card. We'll get through it. It's in all seriousness. Apparently it's blurry. I don't know how we're going to work through this. It's going to be a thing. We don't know. But what's the silver lining?
The silver lining is that because we just took video and thought we could screenshot it and make a card out of it, we have lengthy videos of you causing problems the entire time.
We should, instead of
sure
the car,
video proof of you. You can say that we made you do this and that, whatever. There is visual evidence of how you are a little distracted when we try.
I'm just watching the videos laughing.
They are hilarious. I mean, they really are hilarious.
So instead of the Christmas card, let's just do a Christmas video and post the, I don't know, I don't know how long it was, 42 minutes standing
there?
It
was not 42 minutes, but there are several videos because we tried to get several poses. We're definitely doing the, oh my
Don't.
They're great.
Don't know exactly where I was being the dumbest on the video.
First of all, not only are you being the dumbest, you also had to hike up your pants and you refused to put them down.
Oh, yeah.
It was a look. It's the look this year.
So when you see our Christmas card this year, you're going to see Tim's shins in every single, and his socks. Oh my gosh, Stevie. Not only did you hike up your pants, you pulled up your socks really high. So there's just like a stripe of skin on your legs, so it's not all uniform, and that's through the entire video, you could argue it all you want, but you could see yourself in the video assuring, like making sure every few minutes.
Yeah, it was like the tight jogger bottom style, so you had them nice and
you kept
lifted,
pulling them up,
like a nice capri.
Yeah,
that's right. He made him a capri.
Yes,
going for a different look, trying to start a trend instead of follow a trend.
All I'm saying is I don't know how this card's going to turn.
Yeah, we don't know, but thank you for your votes, and then we kind of take it from here. But it might be a blurry take it from here.
We'll see.
Thank you, though. We appreciate
the votes.
You will
get video.
And what was the winner again for anybody just joining us?
It was PJ number one.
Okay, PJ number one. So you can scroll back through socials and see that. Maybe that's the one you voted for. That certainly, by far, got the most votes. So thank you for that. We will do our best maybe this week.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll try really hard.
The launch of the Christmas card for you. So we'll see what happens. Friday was a big day. Of course, it was a big day at the radio station. Thank you for supporting Rainbow Radiothon. It was amazing. It's always amazing. It's a fantastic day. The stories that you hear, 13 hours we were on the air, and it's always a big day. You can continue to donate at star102cleveland.com. And we're in here, and you posted the snacks, and we're doing videos and all sorts of things. And then something hit you at about 5 o'clock somewhere there.
And I feel like I need to apologize to you because I did there for a little bit get distracted because, you know, as we come in early, like you said, it was a 13-hour broadcast. I was, you know, not on my shopping game for the day. I was unaware of what was happening. And then I became aware of the situation in the afternoon and went into somewhat of a candle panic. I apologize for the distraction. But
it certainly was a thing.
It was candle day.
It was candle day.
If you don't know what that is, we have to explain it.
All right, so we're talking to our candle crew. It's Star 102 Cleveland's Christmas station. If you know, you know.
It was Bath & Body Works candle day. So these are their 3-wick candles. They're normally like $24.95. I sound like a salesperson. They're normally, by the way, I used to work there, so I'm obsessed, like years and years ago. $24.95 normally for these 3-wick candles, and they go on sale for $9.95. They do it once a year. People freak out about candle day, and you got to think ahead. You got to get Christmas scents, and then you got to get summer scents, and then you got to stock yourself up for the year. But I mean, candles that would normally cost you $300-$400, you can get them for $100. I mean, $9.95 for a $24.95 candle? And let me tell you, these are scentalicious. They are, I had one burning all day yesterday. They smell so good. They're so strong. And the holiday scents are just to die for.
So you like them? I didn't realize it was an endorsement for Bath & Body.
I didn't either. They're so
I didn't
good
think
now.
We were going down this path.
I started talking. I'm sorry. I started talking, then I got obsessed, and I realized because I get very involved in the scents, and I want to make sure I do a good scent balance.
So, were there candles that were out of stock? Was there drama?
Of course there was.
Okay. Like
so,
what?
Well, my favorite scent is Marshmallow Fireside. If you know, you know. Have you sniffed that one, Tim?
I don't think I have. Now I want to because you mentioned it.
It's so good. It's Marshmallow Fireside. It's just the perfect winter scent. And it's not like the balsam fir or something like that, which is Christmas specific. This is like winter specific. So I go to buy my candles, of course, during Radiothon on Friday. I'm trying to do it while we're off the air playing a Christmas song. And those aren't very long. And they're out of stock on the Marshmallow Fireside. And I had 4 of them that I wanted in my cart because I had, you know, previously thought about it. Turns out, Marshmallow Fireside comes in 2 different types of glass jar. So it was one specific glass jar that was out of stock. Thank goodness I found the other. So in case you were panicked, don't worry. I got my Marshmallow Firesides in stock for the year.
yeah, we were worried.
No, I'm talking about you specifically. I know you were very...
We were very... Yeah, I
want you to smell that one. I'd be very curious what you think.
Yeah, bring it in the studio. That'll work.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, sprinklers all over a historic building. We can't do that. Was there any candle drama you want to talk about? Maybe your favorite scents?
I want to talk about my favorite scents, but then I also want to tell you, I thought I did something really good yesterday because I actually physically went to a store and I thought no one was going to be there. And then turns out Candle Day lasted.
It is, absolutely.
It wasn't just Friday.
It is not. Yes, and I learned about that. All right. Candle Crew, Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas Station.
So I ordered my candles on Friday at Bath & Body Works. I was good to go. And then yesterday I had this genius idea. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get up early. I needed to do some additional Christmas shopping. I'm going to get up really early. Well, not really early. I'm going to go shopping right when the store's open. 10 o'clock, Avon Commons. No one's going to be there, right? It's Sunday morning. People are probably going to church or getting ready to watch a Browns game, whatever. I go to Avon Commons and I park my car. I go to, I needed one quick thing at Sally Beauty Supply. I grab that and wasn't crowded in there. And then I'm like, oh, Bath & Body Works right next door. I already got my candles, but you know what? I'm going to just saunter in, take a whiff. Maybe I needed some hand soaps, look around. I walked into that store yesterday morning. It was probably by that time 10:15, 10:30 at Avon Commons. It was slammed. There were a bajillion people, and you walk in. So I normally order online. You walk in. Not only are there a bajillion people in there shopping for their candles that I wanted to walk around and casually sniff, and I was like, absolutely not. I turned around and walked back out. They have like the, like, you know when you order several drinks at a fast food restaurant and they put them in the container?
Oh, right, yeah.
They have those for candles in the store, just stacks and stacks of them right when you walk in. For people that are, it's like mania in there. It's like the Furby of the 90s or something. Like, people are crazy for these candles.
They're crazy for the candles. And then you, and maybe it hasn't hit yet, but soon, and for me it's hit already, you start to get a little Christmas anxiety, as in maybe you have a couple of main gifts thought out or things like that, but you realize to yourself, like, this just... I've started, but I'm nowhere near completion. And those candles, whether you're keeping for yourself or as a gift or anybody, that's, I mean, and the price point, as you already mentioned.
$9.95, marked down from $24.95. They only do it once a year.
Ooh, let's see if we agree with this. Dave has his favorite fragrances.
Oh, yes.
All right, Dave, go ahead, buddy.
The Berry Pear Bellini, Peach Bellini, Pear Christmas, Sparkling Snowflake, and Winter Apple. Is pretty good.
Oh, the winter candy apple?
That's a whole new side of Dave that I never knew about.
I like
this a lot.
Dave's sophisticated.
Lucy should have been my shopping coach. She just sent a message. $9.95 plus a 20% coupon at Bath & Body Works was delightful. She did that for Candle Day. One, I'm mad about that. I didn't use a 20% off coupon. I didn't even know. She said, we were there at 9 a.m. on Saturday. It was painless because the store with people is ugh. They open early at South Park on candle days, even before the mall opens. Lucy, I didn't know that. She also said she got the 20% coupon in the mail and she saved it. That was a genius idea. I did not do that.
They have Bath & Body Works at Great Lakes Mall. I live in Mentor. There were... I don't know how many seasonal employees were there, but there were a bajillion and all working very hard and stocking and trying to keep up. Like, it was an entire thing. You have the line. They got through it quick. You're going to have a line. I mean, like you mentioned, everybody was there, but they had so many. And one clearly listens to the Jenna Tim show. I wish I knew her name, but she just came up to me and she said, deep cheese.
Oh,
and then she walked away,
God.
Which was a promo that we ran.
I forgot about
ago.
The deep
and
cheese.
And I was like, oh, thank you. And then she went away because, once again, there's 100 people in the store. That's how big, how many square footage.
I know. They do a great job, though, of getting through people. And I mean, they're prepared. I mean, I feel like they prep and plan for weeks. And the fact that, I mean, that's like insider stuff, Lucy, that South Park Mall opened their Bath & Bodies early. I didn't know that.
I knew it was a deal. Off the air, when I hear the hand slam the counter, I knew something went down.
Oh, and I was mad.
That was a hand slapper.
Now, and Couponing with Rachel is now saying the same thing. I always use a 20% mailer coupon.
Well,
I am so mad.
She should be coming on the air with us.
Yes, you should, Rachel. You really should.
And we have talked about this. She should be coming on. She knows the deals. Tis the season. She would have told you that. She would have told everybody that before. That we didn't know that.
I'm mad at myself. I should have known that. Yeah, you guys. I mean,
a deal's a deal. And you find the deals, and then you make it a better deal.
Lucy's now saying, do you have the app? Yes, I do, Lucy. I have the app.
Well, Lucy's rubbing it in.
Well, she's right. She's trying to help. She's like, do you have the app? Because the coupons, I do know that. It, again, this I realized it was candle day. It was radiothon here. It was like 4 o'clock on Friday. I hope our boss isn't listening because I went online quickly and I ordered 12 candles.
Chase, it was not quickly. And this was not.
Listen,
this is not a one-off.
I was multitasking. It was very important.
This is not.
It was very important to get that done. Well, apparently it wasn't because it continued.
Text Chase, did you hear that? Grab audio from
6:23
Monday.
Do not.
That's good. So thank you, Lucy. Thank you, Rachel. Those are also good insiders. And you need Lucy, Rachel, when you have these deals, like we need to know. We need to let us let people know or come on the air and let people know. It's great.
You find a deal,
tis the season. We're all looking for deals. We're all shopping around for whatever it might be this time of year, whatever you're celebrating.
Can I get a price adjustment? Can I go, Rachel, are you still, can I go get a price adjustment? But then do I feel like physically carry the candles in with, this is the whole thing. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.